This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. A federal ban on assault weapons is not in the cards. The provision has been pulled from a gun control bill that Democratic leaders in the U.S. Senate plan to bring to a vote next month. Senate Leader Harry Reid says there were fewer than 40 votes in favor of the ban, far less than the 60 needed. Joining me is Connecticut's senior senator, Democrat Richard Blumenthal. Thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Your state, of course, home to the December elementary school massacre in Newtown, Connecticut. I'm wondering what your thoughts are that this assault weapons ban does not appear to be something that you'll be able to get done.
The assault weapon ban, along with the prohibition on high-capacity magazines, is really important to keep our children and our communities safer, but equally so are the other measures that will be voted on the floor of the Senate that I've supported and co-sponsored and helped to lead, including the ban on illegal trafficking and straw purchases, a national background check, a criminal background check that will apply to all firearms purchases, a school safety measure that I think is tremendously important, perhaps. The high-capacity magazine provision can be considered. The effort will be uphill for all of these measures, but I'm hoping that we can ban illegal sales because states like New York receive weapons that come from other states, borders are porous, and that measure, along with extended background checks for all sales and other common sense, common ground measures, will make a huge difference.
This all background checks that you're referring to, this includes private gun sales? This includes gun shows?
Absolutely, and that's one of the most important accomplishments if we're able to do it, along with a strengthened database. After all, a lot of states now fail to report criminal convictions, mental health problems that result in commitments or confinements, as well as domestic abuse orders, drug addiction issues. These kinds of reporting are essential to make the database, as it's known, the NICS system, National Instant Criminal Check System, effective for the nation. And improving that system, again, makes a real practical difference.
Tell me briefly what's in the school safety provision.
School safety provision provides support for more equipment and infrastructure. For example, lighting, alarms, the kind of bulletproof glass that would have been instrumental in preventing the Newtown tragedy, the other kinds of monitoring and surveillance systems outside the school so that someone seeking to gain entry can be prevented. And, of course, school resource officers ought to also be supported if school districts think they are appropriate. School resource officers who can provide protection, and they were absent from Newtown, from Sandy Hook Elementary School, but as soon as anybody in law enforcement came to the scene, the shooter turned the gun on himself, and that was the end of the killing.
You'd think that after the elementary school shooting in Newtown, there'd be momentum for an assault weapons ban. What happened?
There is momentum, powerful momentum. The vast majority of American people are on our side, but there is a minority that can exert perhaps power or sway beyond its numbers. And part of it is that the majority is a silent majority, and the challenge ahead is to mobilize and organize those people who are in favor of common sense measures, including a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, which, after all, were used in Newtown to massacre 20 beautiful, innocent children and sixth-grade educators, used also in other mass killings around the country, and that should spur the continued sense of urgency and momentum.
And yet you could not get, even with that argument and that emotional plea, you could not get five Republicans to join you.
This effort has to be a marathon, not a sprint. We have bipartisan agreement on a ban on illegal trafficking. We have bipartisan agreement on school safety. We're hoping for bipartisan agreement on criminal background checks applied to all purchases.
So you don't know if you have that yet?
We'll know soon. But, you know, members of Congress are going home for 2 weeks. They're going back to their districts, and people should tell them what they think about these measures, including their members of the House of Representatives, which is still a potential source of obstacles, and members of the Senate. That's the way we can accomplish this goal.
Richard Blumenthal is Connecticut's senior senator, joining me on the line from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. This is WNYC.